I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Is up, everybody. Welcome to the Inner Cities Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is another solo episode. And this is episode 164. That's right, 164 episodes, almost in the can because it's not out yet. this past week has been an interesting week. It's been a bunch of shit going back and forth. Trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Trying to stay positive. Trying to, you know, not go too crazy. Yeah. I guess that's the simplest way of putting things, you know. Life's been a bit of a mess, but what can we do, you know? Just lace up your boots and keep on trucking. That was corny as shit, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah. So I guess one thing that I've actually done this week, and I've actually been doing pretty much all fucking week, is I've been watching Supergirl. Yes, the CW show Supergirl. And I must say this final season, this season 4, was pretty fucking bonkers. the season was really fucking good. It was actually a lot better than I expected it to be. Last season was really good, and I was like, I wonder how they're gonna top it, if they're gonna make it any better or make it any more interesting. And they came through in possibly like one of the best ways I could think. They added Sam Witwer from fucking like the Star Wars The Force Awakens, not Force Awakens, Force Unleashed games. He was in it. He played kind of like the Patriot, or it's funny, I just finished watching this literally like an hour ago and I forgot what the fuck it's called, but but yeah, his character, he's like an anti-alien dude, and he's like, yo, fuck you aliens, this is my country. He's all like gung-ho, fucking like super conservative, like which kind of falls in suit with like shit that's happening now, you know, with like, you know, the governments and shit. But the season is actually really interesting. Also, like, not only him, he's not the only new person in the cast or whatever. They also bring in Dreamer, who is she's literally like a dreamer. She's an alien, but she also has powers that allow her to look into other people's dreams, or she has dreams that kind of have visions. So she kind of like Cisco in The Flash. But she's not able to, you know, make the portals and shit like that. But she can fucking, like, astral project. Yes, she can astral project herself to be somewhere else, which is kind of fucking cool. And, but yeah, it's actually, like I said, it's really fucking cool. It's really fucking good. And, excuse me, why am I yawning right now? I don't know. But, one of the things that I've actually found really fucking interesting about the season is, that they finally introduced Lex Luthor. And Lex Luthor's played by fucking John Cryer from fucking 2.5 Men. And of course, like, other shit from way back in the day. But yeah, and he actually plays a pretty good Lex Luthor. Actually, yeah, very he's very good, actually, yeah. To say the least, yeah. He's very very decisive, very divisive, and very very Lex Luthor-esque. And kind of makes sense what they did with him and how they worked him into the show and how his interaction is with his sister, Lena Luthor. And yeah, it was really fucking exciting. And I guess no, it's not really a spoiler because, you know, it's already on fucking Netflix and shit. It's already up and on Netflix for like a couple weeks already. But one of the things that they actually just do is that actually, like, I love the fact that they did this was they actually introduced the Red Son version of Supergirl, so the Red Daughter. Which is fucking cool. And instead of having... So, which kind of makes sense for this, that the Red Daughter is actually, like, was created by Lex Luthor. Instead of, like, in the movie, you know, Superman was dropped off on another... on another planet, or blah, blah, blah. It wasn't Earth, or he was raised in fucking, like, in Russia and all this shit. But no, this one, she is raised in Russia, whatever, in Kaznia. But, Lex Luthor was the one that pretty much created her as, like, a weapon to basically go against fucking Supergirl. And it's really interesting how they fucking made it work, and obviously, she's gonna go against Supergirl, so whenever you see both of them going at it, they did a really good, interesting... They did something really good, which I was like, okay, this makes sense how they did this instead of having them, you know, going face-to-face, you know. It would be a problem because, of course, you know, the girl from the Red Daughter, she can't really be under the sunlight. Because it'll kill her because she's used to the Red Sun or whatever. But what they did with this one, they actually put her in a fucking suit, which was kind of cool. I don't remember seeing the suit in the comic, but then again, it was a long time ago that I read it. But yeah, it looked fucking cool. So it was kind of like it looked really cool, and it was really good. And it was it's very fucking entertaining. So you guys should really, 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 really. Oh, and another thing, fucking, it's gonna be another huge spoiler, but I don't give a fuck. Jimmy fucking Olsen gets powers. Holy shit. Yeah. Jimmy fucking, oh, well, in the show it's considered James Olsen gets fucking powers. But it's fucking cool. It's fucking cool the way shit went down and the fact that he's got literally like the same powers as fucking Supergirl and Superman. It's fucking dope. Yes. And of course, you know, they leave the season open for the potential shit that's gonna happen in the future season, which is season 5. And yeah, it's fucking really fucking good. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen in season 5 because it's something that it's different to say the least, I guess. But of course it's gonna wind up, you know, crossing over into the whole you know, Crisis on Infinite Earths. But yeah, it's gonna be fucking cool. It's gonna be fucking dope. I like it. I'm excited for it. Also this week, I got some fucking new musics to listen to. we got two new singles from two super, well, technically three different singles from three pretty awesome bands. Korn came out with a new single. I don't remember what it's called, but Korn came out with a new single. I should know this shit, right? Like, I should just be like, oh yeah, this is what the song is. Yeah, but my brain doesn't work that way sometimes. Because, you know, like, I don't usually think as much when I don't really have to. But I should be thinking about it, right? Because, like, I am doing a fucking show right now. So why am I not thinking about it? I don't fucking know, dudes. I don't motherfucking know. Let me see. Okay, so the song, the Korn song, is called You'll Never Find Me. It's actually really fucking good. It's from their upcoming album called The Nothing. It comes out in September. September 13th, to be exact. It's actually really fucking good. Really, really fucking good. Kind of sounds very similar to a lot of their older shit, which is a good thing. And, kind of has me with high hopes for the next album. I really want to hear it. I'm kind of excited for it. Then another thing that actually came out today was today, as I was the recording is Friday, of course. Got a new song from Hell Yeah. Hell Yeah, of course, is, you know, an awesome band that I've kind of like grown to love after so many years, because they've done a lot of shit. And of course, you know, it used to have fucking Vinnie Paul from Pantera back in the day, and before he died and shit. And now it's a Ray Mayorga from Stone Sour taking over his spot. And their new song is called Oh My God. And this song has lots of remnants to the old school fucking Mudvayne days to me. Like, I was listening to it and I was like, okay, this sounds really cool. And then it kind of slows down. It's like, oh yeah, this sounds a lot like Mudvayne. And I like it. It's different and it's good. It's fucking cool. It's really good shit. The third single that came out this week is another single that I'm like head over heels over, you know, like I fucking love this band. They are one of my in my top 10 bands. The band is Killswitch Engage. I've played them on the show before. But the song, it's a brand new song off their new album that comes out August 16th. So Killswitch Engage is coming out with an album called Atonement on Metal Blade Records, which is different because they've been doing shit on fucking Roadrunner. I think their last album was on Roadrunner or probably Metal Blade as well. But the new single is called Unleashed, and I like that song so fucking much that I will be playing it at the end of this episode, because that's what I fucking do. I play music at the end of the show, right? Like, I've said this a billion times. And if you guys listen to the show, you'll see that, yeah. Yeah, you'll hear that this is what I do. I listen to fucking music. And other than listening to music, I am cooking some fucking shit, dude. I've been cooking some good shit, dude, lately. Like, my palate has been, like, going crazy trying to find new shit to fucking cook and new shit to eat. And not necessarily new shit to eat, but just, you know, making different meals pretty much every single fucking day. It's been interesting. It's been very interesting. Of course, you know, like I've said before, like, I'm trying to get into a better mindset as well as a better physical state, in a better physical state. So on top of, like, you know, doing the yoga and stuff, I am also having like a keto diet, or a bit of a keto diet, not necessarily like the best keto diet, but yeah, so high fat, moderate protein, very low carbs. And yeah, so I've been making a lot of shit. This has actually been really fucking good. The last thing that I made that I wish was really fucking good was fucking shit, my brain goes, there you go again, my brain's drawing blanks. But yeah, it was I think it was pork chops. I made pork chops. They were fucking delicious. Yeah, I made them a little different. I don't remember how I did them. I just know that they came out fucking great. Then today I made some burgers, some cheddar burgers, and fucking really good cheddar burgers. Of course, no bread, so no carbs. So I had it. I wrapped the burger up in a lettuce leaf. So yeah, fucking good, fucking great actually. Very filling, very tasty. Another thing that being that, you know, this keto diet is asking for, you know, high fat. I made this thing that we call, well, that they call a fat bomb. So a fat bomb is basically shit that contains, a lot of times, is a lot of butter. And yeah, because you need the fat to, you know, kind of defeat the glucose that's in the system and shit. And people are already starting to shoot out fireworks outside because it's almost July 4th. So, you know, it's only right? So, I made two different fat bombs this week. One of them consists, of course, both of them consist of bacon, of course, because I'm digging the savory stuff as of late. So, it was bacon outside, but it also consisted of cream cheese. One of them consisted of cream cheese. So, it was cream cheese, a little bit of cheddar cheese, and pretty much half a stick of butter all mixed together and fucking with a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of lime zest. And then after you let it sit for a little while, you make little balls out of it, little white balls. Yes. And then you take those balls and you cover them with bacon. Yes, I had those and they were quite delicious. And then another thing that I made was, which is kind of like a good breakfast thing, is actually another ball, but out of eggs and bacon. So yeah, so eggs, butter, a little bit of salt and pepper, and bacon. So same deal. Cut up the egg. It's actually, you cut up a hard-boiled egg. And a little bit of mayo. A little bit of butter. All wrapped with bacon. Then you eat that up, and it's fucking good. It's actually a lot better than the cream cheese one. But yeah. It's good. I likes it. Oh, another thing that happened this week, something that I kind of spoke about last week, but I actually got to hang with the Bearded Villains this week, which is actually something that's that was really fun. It was really, really, really fun, really interesting. As you guys know, and as I've mentioned before on the show, I'm hopeful in the Bearded Villains Swampside community. And so we had our first event. Well, I attended our first event, or I attended my first event. How about that? That sounds a little bit better than just fucking just me saying, yeah, we attended some other. Yeah, my English doesn't work very well sometimes, people. But yeah, I got to hang out with the Bearded Villains, and it was really fucking cool. We went to a park that was about an hour away from where I live right now. And it was really cool because this this little barbecue consisted of course, the Swampside, which is the chapter that I'm a part of, as well as the Orlando chapter and the Tampa Bay chapter. So it was three chapters of a bunch of fucking bearded dudes, and it was pretty fucking awesome. Got to chill there and relax, have a few drinks. Not necessarily alcoholic drinks, because of course it is a public park, so you can't technically have alcoholic drinks. But got to chill, have fun with a bunch of like-minded individuals, and eat some food. You got burgers and fucking brats. Brats are great. Oh yeah, another thing that I made this week that was fucking delicious was bacon covered brats. Oh my god, that shit was good. Got the shit with the villains. It's fucking great. So a big shout out to the Swampside villains. Yeah, dude, like it's really fucking cool. I got to actually meet a lot of people that I've been interacting with either through the group chat that we have or through the Instagrams. So yeah, it's really fucking cool, really fucking awesome. So shout out to the Brotherhood, I guess, to the Bearded Villains Brotherhood. It's fucking dope. It's fucking awesome. I can't wait to hopefully get patched. Or kind of like being a made man. Without, like, I guess the negative connotations of being in a gang or something. But yeah. Fucking cool. Fucking awesome. I'm excited for what's to come. So we'll see. So if enough of me just ranting about shit or just talking about just random shit that actually I've been going through in the last week or so, it's time for us to get into some geek shit. Of course, you know, that's what you come for this show for. Why would you come for anything else? Other than just hearing me blah, 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 blah for the next, you know, I guess another 20 minutes or so. But yeah, dudes, this week we got some interesting shit. Of course, we all know that the new Ghostbusters is coming out soon, right? It's coming out in the next year or so, whatever. But one thing that somebody posted this week, it actually came through the Twitter for Ghostbusters. And I guess I could just fucking play it on here. Why the fuck not, right? It should be interesting the way that shit works out. Because, and it basically is, it's Paul Rudd in it. And he's talking about, like, how it's fucking awesome to be Ghostbusters. Check it out.
You see, this is what happens. Every day, people coming out, taking pictures of this magnificent building. And really, can you blame them? Can you blame them? It's such an epic film. I love it. I'm a fan. When I heard that Jason Reitman was going to be doing a new version in the fall, and my agents called him and said, "Hey, Jason, we hear there's a part of a young, semi-young, strapping man that needs to be cast. Who are you going to call?" When I heard that they were going to call me, well, as you can imagine, I nearly slimed myself. I can't wait to join the cast this fall for Ghostbusters. In fact, I'm sliming myself right now.
Yeah, so that's Paul Rudd announcing that he is going to be in the latest Ghostbusters, which is fucking exciting. fucking cool. I'm excited to see this shit because, like, Paul Rudd's one of my, he's one of my favorite actors right now, and I'm very excited to see him actually be a part of, you know, something that's been around for so long that has such a huge following. Because a couple weeks ago, actually, was I guess Ghostbusters Con out in fucking L.A. or in San Diego, I guess, because it was also like out there in the West Coast somewhere. I guess probably at L.A. or whatever. Whatever the fuck, wherever the fuck it was. But yeah, that was out there. But yeah, it was fucking really cool. Like, he was standing outside of fucking the old Ghostbusters headquarters. The old firehouse in the city. And yeah, it's really fucking cool. It's very exciting. I'm very fucking excited to see what's going to happen with this movie. Because it looks like they're going to have a pretty good cast. And yeah, I can't wait for that shit. Another thing that we actually spoke on the show a while back. Well, not necessarily a while back. A few, probably like 5 or 6 episodes back. Spoke about One Day at a Time. And One Day at a Time is a show that I thoroughly enjoyed. And we were very sad with the news that the show, that Netflix pretty much canceled it after 3 seasons. And it was a great 3 seasons. And the news that came out this week on One Day at a Time is that they actually, they got renewed for a 4th season. But, of course, it's not going to be renewed on Netflix. It's going to be renewed on Pop TV. Yes, Pop TV has picked up One Day at a Time. And it's coming, I guess, next fall. It's coming out in 2020. I guess, yeah, next fall, I guess. For 13 episodes. So, yeah, that's going to be happening. Pop TV is a channel that, honestly, I've never fucking heard of. Yeah, I've never fucking heard of Pop TV. From what I've read, from what I'm reading, is that Pop TV is a subsidiary of CBS. So yeah, that. And Pop TV also is one of the channels that actually brought out the Schitt's Creek, which is a show that's really fucking popular. I've only watched like 5 or 6 episodes of the entire thing. And yeah, it's gonna be fucking cool. Very excited. Of course, I don't really have TV, so I will be watching this online or whenever the fuck they decide to put this up on either Hulu or Netflix or whatever. But yeah, One Day at a Time is going to be fucking awesome. The entire cast, I'm assuming, is going to be coming back to reprise their roles. And I'm pretty sure they might do some like little extra things here and there, like they always do. And yeah, it's going to be fucking cool. It's going to be fucking interesting, man. Very excited to see a show that's based on, you know, Hispanics and Hispanic culture. You know, thriving just a little bit more. Yeah. It's fucking good. It's fucking cool. What other thing? So, another thing that happened this week, I guess continuing on the casting stuff. They've added more people to Bill and Ted's Face the Music, which is the 3rd installment of the whole Bill and Ted series. And they've added, well, two reoccurring characters. So 2 people that's actually been in the other movies before, and 1 new person. So the 2 people that they said are coming back are going to be Amy Stock and Hal Landon Jr. Amy Stock, of course, you know, well, you might, of course, I'm not going to say of course, but she played Missy, and Landon played Ted's dad. So it's pretty fun, cool to have both of them back in the movie. As well as the new character that's going to be added to this. Not necessarily a new character that's going to be added to it. It's a character that's been around before. But the new person that's going to be added to the cast at this moment is going to be Beck Bennett from SNL. And he's going to be playing fucking... he's going to be playing Logan. Yeah. Wolverine, but he's going to be playing Deacon Logan, who's actually Ted's younger brother. So yeah, that's going to be fucking cool. Some other people that have actually been casted for a little while are Kid Cudi is going to be in it, Will Sadler, Samara Weaving, and Bridget Lundy Payne, all of which are coming to Bill and Ted's Face the Music, which won't be out for another year or so. Yeah, it's coming out April 21st of 2020. So yeah, it's not gonna be that far away. But yeah, it's something that we gotta wait for. Something we are looking forward to. Something at least us here at the show are looking forward to. And yeah, I'm fucking excited, and I really want to see what Keanu Reeves and the rest of the team are bringing to the table. Yes, 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 yes. I'm dying to see this. I'm very excited for it, actually. And I guess the final piece that I'm going to be bringing into the show this week is the rumors, of course. You know, we like to talk about rumors and possible things that could possibly happening, especially in comic movies, because we watch movies, we enjoy these comic book movies, so like, why not talk about them? Because that's part of like our culture now, right? So of course we know Disney merged with Fox, and that's like a final thing, and you know, they're trying to revamp everything. But one thing that they aren't trying to revamp is, well, not necessarily not revamp, but Marvel wants to expand the Marvel Universe, of course. And in expanding the Marvel Universe, they're trying to get one of the most beloved characters from the X-Men movies to be a part of the MCU, and that character is Wolverine. And not only just Wolverine, but they want to bring back fucking Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. And if this actually works, if this actually happens, Hugh Jackman might be up for fucking like almost taking over the fucking Guinness World Record spot as Wolverine. Of course, Patrick Stewart played fucking same character for 17 years. But yeah, so it's very, very, very close to see what'll happen. Because of course, like, you know, honestly, like, I don't see anybody else playing Wolverine. I don't see anybody else that, like, could actually, you know, do a decent job at it. Like, there were rumors that they were going to do a younger Wolverine or some other shit. Because, like, you know, we saw, like, in the Days of Future Past and stuff like that. And fucking, like, I guess the Bryan Singer version of the X-Men, they kind of recasted almost everybody. They can recast somebody completely younger. So you saw like a new Phoenix, a new Cyclops, a new fucking Storm, and all these other characters that we've seen before, but they've been recasted into, I guess, younger people. Of course, because they wanted to, you know, it's a whole franchise, and you know, we gotta make it look nice, and you gotta make them look younger, and all this, blah, blah, blah. there was always these rumors like, okay, are they going to replace Hugh Jackman as fucking Wolverine? And turned out they didn't. And now that the Marvel movies are pretty much, the X-Men movies are pretty much over, and after Logan, I think pretty much fucking Hugh Jackman was like, okay, I'm done fucking done with this shit. They would, now Marvel's like, yo, why don't we just bring him back? Have him do this shit again. But the problem is that, like, Hugh Jackman's getting fucking old. He's, like, just a couple years away from fucking hitting 60, dude. Like, he's in his late 50s, or, like, mid to late 50s, and, yeah, dude, like, unless they're gonna continue him as fucking old man Logan and he's not gonna really do much, it's gonna be pretty hard to make him fucking be all Wolverine-y and shit. So, yeah, that's gonna be, it's pretty interesting to see, like, you know, what's gonna happen if they're actually gonna do this. Like I said, these are just rumors. It's not stuff that's, like, fucking etched in stone. Like, they could just be like, fuck it, we're not gonna do it. Or he could be like, fuck you, I'm not gonna do it. So, yeah, so we gotta wait and see. Wait and see what's gonna happen. That's all that I can actually think about right now. My mind, like I said, is drawing a blank. My head is, it's weird. That's right, my head is weird. It's weirdly shaped. And, yeah. No, it's not really weirdly shaped. It's actually a regularly shaped head, I guess. If you can consider a head to be a regular shape. But, yeah. So, go to InnerCityGeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We have Yay Toys. We also have the Inner City Geeks webcomic, Comics with Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, all coming back soon. The Good Games podcast that's actually still on hiatus. And starting next week after July 4th, or actually this week, because this week is July 4th, so, you know, be careful, don't blow your hands off. But, we'll also have Inner City Geeks Turntable. So, new episodes of a new show coming this week. Yeah. So, I'll be posting the first episode of this new podcast possibly on Friday. Yeah, I'm going to go with Friday. Because, of course, we want to listen to new shit on Friday. So, yeah. Then every other Friday after that, we're going to have a new episode of Turntable. So the Inner City Geeks Turntable with me and Charlie. Yeah. And then we also, like, I'm kind of talking about some other shit that was going to be happening soon. So, keep an eye out, open your eyes, check your feeds, because there's a lot of shit coming to InnerCityGeeks.com. Check all that shit out. Another thing you can do on InnerCityGeeks.com, you can follow our motherfucking sponsors. One of our sponsors is a clothing company that's pretty fucking dope. They're the first clothing company that we've actually, you know, had some type of affiliation with. And it's, So Sick Clothing. So Sick Clothing Company. They are an awesome, awesome company that provide very comfortable clothing, which are aimed towards geeks like us. People that play video games, people that play fucking, that read comics and fucking do live streams and do podcastings and stuff. So yeah, so they have a whole bunch of t-shirts, hoodies, hats, everything that you can possibly wear. Well, probably not, like, thongs and shit. I haven't noticed if they had any thongs on their website. But I haven't been really looking for thongs because, you know, I don't wear thongs. But yeah, they have a whole bunch of shit on their site. A whole bunch of cool shit, of course, with, like, really cool freaking designs. Yeah, so check them out. So Sick Clothing Company. And at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of anything in their store. That's right, 15 motherfucking percent off. Yes, it's gonna be awesome. So check them out. Really cool company that do a bunch of cool shit. Another thing, another company that you can check out is Amazon. So at intercitygeeks.com, you go to the bottom of the site and you will find a link to motherfucking Amazon. That's right, I said it, motherfucking Amazon. And on that link, you can actually go through that link and you can buy pretty much anything you want on there. Also, you can buy on there too, you can also get a subscription to Amazon Prime. Yes, Amazon Prime is probably one of the best services out there right now, because you can watch a bunch of shit, you can listen to music. Also, not only just that, but you can fucking like buy just about anything you want, and you pretty much get like free shipping for just about anything. So check that shit out. Also, not only that, but I guess in the next couple weeks we will have Prime Day, which is kind of like Black Friday but on Amazon. So yeah, can't wait for that shit. See how much shit they actually put on fucking sale on Amazon. So make sure you keep an eye out for that. I'm pretty sure I'll be talking about that next week also. But yeah, check that shit out. Another thing you can check out beardoctane.com, which is another beard company, or not another, but a beard company that has some pretty cool fucking products. So check them out. They actually just released a beard butter, or beard butter, and in, I believe they have three different scents in the beard butter, and yeah, so check them out. The latest set that they got was actually based off of one of their highest selling beard oils. So they have the liquid gold, a liquid gold beard butter that smells really good. And of course, for those that don't know, a beard butter is essentially, it's like a beard balm, but it's a lighter beard styling piece, I guess you can say. And what you do with a beard balm, the best thing to do with a beard balm is the beard butter is to basically put it into your beard at nighttime. It's the best thing to do at nighttime. It's because it's a perfect way to keep your beard hydrated and keep it nourished at nighttime when you're not fucking like running around and doing a bunch of other shit. You put it in your beard, and then by the time morning comes, you won't have many fucking like knots and all this other shit that fucking gives you a hard time getting your beard ready for the day. And while you're on beardoctane.com, you can actually type in ICG10 at checkout, and you will get 10% off of anything in their motherfucking store. So make sure you do that. And yeah, so check all that shit out. And then also what you can do, another thing, of course, we're done with our sponsors, but one thing that you can do, you can listen to the show. Obviously, you're listening to the show now, but you can tell other people that you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, which is actually the podcasting thing that I actually listen to on the most, because why not? at the moment, I have like, I think it's like 1,700 hours listened to on there. Yeah, 1,700 hours of podcasting that I've listened to. on Stitcher at the moment, at this very moment. It's a lot of fucking hours. But yeah, Stitcher, as well as Google Play Music and Spotify. Yeah, so check out those four places of the show. And if you like the show, you can actually share it with everybody, share it on their socials, but also tag us into it. So you can tag us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On Twitter and Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, all one word, no spaces, no underlines, no nothing else, just straight InnerCityGeeks. And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal on both Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, that pretty much fucking sums it all up for this week. So, like I said, also this week is 4th of July. So make sure you guys have fun, be safe, be careful. And, like, don't fuck around with fucking fireworks if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Leave it to a professional. Leave it to a fucking grown-up, kids. Yes. Don't fucking go crazy and fucking either like blow off a finger or fucking like fuck up an eyebrow. Make sure you're fucking careful. I'm not trying to thin out the herd, but fucking like don't be dumb. Don't be a Darwin Award winner. And I guess with that said, that leads me to the music. So of course, like I mentioned earlier, I'm gonna be playing the latest song by Killswitch Engage. It's called Unleashed, off of their forthcoming album Atonement. That'll be out in stores or Spotify or wherever you listen to your musics on August 16th, which is really fucking close. So check out Unleashed. And like I always say at the end of the show, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.